When the pandemic forced schools to shut down, many students struggled to learn remotely, some more so than others. In New Orleans, a majority low-income school district, schools made laptops and internet hotspots available to all students to help ensure access to virtual learning. For some students, it wasn't enough. Education reporter R.P. Juhas has the story of what happened next.
Virtual learning hasn't been easy for 13-year-old Faith Jackson.
It was so hard because I couldn't get in none of my classes. The teachers wouldn't answer none of the calls. They didn't answer email or nothing. So
Jackson had a school-provided laptop and hotspot, but says the internet connection from her home in New Orleans East wasn't strong enough. She missed class and failed to complete assignments. When she did manage to connect, Jackson says it was clear she was falling behind.
They just was giving me all this work that I didn't know because they didn't teach me.
She wasn't the only student missing class. During virtual learning, New Orleans Public Schools' weekly attendance rate was 81%, down roughly 10% from a typical school year. Of the thousands of students missing school on any given day, about 180 students, including Jackson, were identified by their schools as at risk and referred to the district's rapid response program.
It's hard to tell, but there's definitely a big gap between attendance numbers and obviously who we're serving, because we're only serving a small percentage.
That's Elizabeth Osberg. She's the executive director of Educators for Quality Alternatives. They're handling rapid response for the district. Their job is to find missing elementary and middle school students and give them the resources they need to participate in virtual learning. In some cases, that's meant working with them in person at the Bridge, a middle school in Central City that normally serves students who have been expelled due to behavioral issues. Osberg says that while there are likely students who have fallen through the cracks, for those who have connected with the program, it's made a huge difference. 13-year-old Faith Jackson agrees.
If I was at home, I would be failing.
You've got to join us?
Please don't.
Warming up our hands for computer work.
Yeah. All right. At the Bridge, Dean of Students Logan Crow leads students through a morning check-in. Students share how they're feeling and get ready for several hours of online learning. The students in the program come from low-income households, and a handful are homeless. Many have learning disabilities that make online learning more difficult, and some lack English proficiency. For Crow, his main job is to keep the students focused on their virtual lessons and make sure they're prepared to go back to school when regular classrooms reopen.
What I'm asking you today is ABC.
Always be connected.
Always be connected.
If
you're not in a class and we've got your schedules, then pull up some Google assignments, guys. Your teachers are emailing me saying, well, they didn't finish this, they didn't finish this. You have to look at it, because when you go back to your home school, I want you to be ready.
Jackson is one of 30 students who comes to the Bridge every day. Unlike learning hubs where students are expected to complete their work independently, the Bridge is focused on building relationships. Tricia Botello is co-principal of the Bridge.
First and foremost, kids have to feel safe and connected before they can access learning.
Counselors check in with students every day to address how they're feeling, while classroom teachers are on hand to answer questions and explain concepts. Students have time to play outside and take breaks from their work when needed. Botello says this level of support makes a huge difference.
And sometimes that's all a child needs, is to know there's somebody in the room who has listened to me for this minute and is sort of holding space for me in that way.
But the relationships the Bridge is building are temporary. Audie Serrato, a counselor who spends time working with families in their homes, says he's already said goodbye to some of his students. Schools are beginning to reopen, and the Bridge is starting to transition back to its normal role, serving expelled and at-risk 7th and 8th graders. Serrato says the problem is many of his students aren't going back to in-person school.
From speaking with the families, most of them are scared of COVID. And most of these kids go out to the public when they need to.
In New Orleans, 40% of public school students have opted not to return to the classroom. They'll continue with virtual learning instead. Serrato says he's been focused on helping his students build strong relationships with their schools so they don't fall out of touch again. On a 15-minute break, one group of students jump rope and hit a volleyball, while another group plays basketball. It's the first full week in October and Jackson's last week at the Bridge. Her school's reopening and classes will be back in person, but she's still worried about falling behind.
I just hope that I could catch on, because I don't want to fail like I did last year. because I barely made it to the grade I'm in now. But I think my teacher's going to explain it to me so I can do better. I'm going to study if we don't have homework.
School has always been a challenge, and the bridge has shown her what it's like to have small classes and near constant support. Jackson says she doesn't want to leave, but knows she can't stay. In New Orleans, I'm Aubrey Juhas.